God's love has a way of rescuing us. Because whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The idea of everlasting life is the idea literally and simply of life forever with God. Even when we drift away from God, God has a way of bringing us back. Although I live in Louisiana now, I grew up in Mississippi. Growing up in Mississippi, my grandfather had raised cattle, so he had a lot of open land. He had a lot of open land that he used for pastures for the cattle to graze, and he had these ponds that were dug so that the cows could have some water to drink. When we would go to my grandparents' house, there was nothing to do. They didn't have cable. They didn't have Wi-Fi. I grew up on Nintendo and Sega Genesis. They didn't have any of that. So we would go outside and we would just play. And the perfect place for myself and my brother and my cousins to play were in these huge pastures that my grandfather had. So we would go out and we would play. And the only thing that my grandparents and our parents would tell us was stay away from the ponds. Stay away from the ponds because none of us could swim. So we would go out and we would play and all that kind of stuff. But the thing that you must not do to young adolescent boys who are bored and have nothing to do is say, stay away from something, because that's a perfect invitation for us to go right to them. I can remember one time we were out and we were playing and we were playing football or something, and somehow we ended up by the pond. We got by the pond and we started throwing things in the pond. We had sticks and we were trying to stir up the water in the pond because one of our cousins had told us that there was an alligator in the pond. I've never seen an alligator in the pond, but this day we were determined that we were going to find this alligator. What were we going to do when the alligator showed up? I do not know, but the alligator probably would have had a good meal, but we wanted to find the alligator. And so as we're doing what we're doing and trying to stir up the pond, trying to get the alligator to come to the edge of the pond, my brother falls in. I told you he couldn't swim. None of us could swim. But also this was a man-made pond. It was a pond that was dug by my grandfather and some other people. And so there was not this gradual slope to go into where the depth got gradually deeper. It's you go kind of like this stage. You just fall off and you're gone. And so my brother goes down and he comes back up and he's trying to splash and get out, and we're trying to help him, but because we can't swim, we don't get into the water. We're just like holding sticks and trying to make a human chain and get him to grab our hand so we can get him out of the pond. My brother very quickly, because of the terrible situation he's in, begins to recognize, these guys can't help me. So from where he is in the pond, he begins to start screaming, Daddy, Daddy, come and help. Daddy, come and help. Now, we in our minds decide that that's not a good idea for two reasons. One, the pond was a good bit away from the house. There were a lot of people in the house. It was probably noisy. And so because of the distance and all the noise in the house, my dad probably wouldn't hear him. The second reason we thought that that wasn't a good idea is because we weren't supposed to be at the pond in the first place. So we're trying to work this thing out and figure this thing out without the parents getting involved. Now, how we were going to explain how wet he was, I do not know. It's very humid in Mississippi, so maybe that would have been our explanation. But my brother just continues to yell, Daddy, Daddy, come and help. Daddy, Daddy, come and help. Surrounded by a brother and by cousins who are trying to fix the situation, but also trying to shut him up. He's still yelling, Daddy, Daddy, come and help. And then an amazing thing happens. While we're trying to get my brother out of the pond, while he's trying to get himself out of the pond and screaming for his father, this large figure comes running across the pasture. When he gets to us, he doesn't stop to look at us. He doesn't stop to acknowledge us. He just jumps into the water, grabs my little brother, his son, and brings him back onto the ground. And in that moment, I learned a valuable lesson. Even though we were far away from my father in the house, even though there were a lot of people in the house and it was noisy in the house, when my father's son began to cry out for him, the distance and the noise did not matter, because the father was going to do all that he needed to do to rescue his son. New Life, the thing I've come to tell you today is that God loves you so much that no matter how far you may feel from Him, and no matter how noisy it may seem in your world or in your life, when you begin to make the choice to cry out and say, Daddy, come and help. Daddy, come and help. God will move from where He is. He will move past the noise, move past the distance, and He will come and He will rescue you. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.